Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot them like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich, is more than likely China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest. This is Wayne Benitez of Wrestling It Factor Radio from MLW. He's just getting started. A new sensation. Give it up for Ariel Dominguez.
Thank you, thank you. What's up, man?
I'm good. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, Ariel.
I appreciate you.
Yes, it's an honor for you to come on.
It's a pleasure to
definitely
meet
you. Yes. Mm-hmm. You have making a impressive debut in doing other work from MLW. What was it like to finally get into a promotion like MLW?
And it was beyond what I expected. I mean, I don't know if anybody really knows this because I don't talk about it, but I just started training for pro wrestling in February of this past year. So now I've just been working hard, man. Like, I've been training pretty much every day nonstop, whether it's wrestling or, you know, weightlifting or running, whatever it may be. I've just been training, and opportunities have just been coming, man. Like, I didn't really plan on reaching out to promotions till after my first year of training, but within 3 months of training, I was getting a lot of bookings coming my way, and it's crazy, man. Like, I didn't expect any of this, but it just shows that hard work pays off. And to wrestle at a place like MLW is a blessing, man, because, you know, it's on national TV, and I'm out there wrestling and, you know, being actual friends with people that I've been watching on TV since I was a kid. I mean, it's incredible.
Yes, amazing, definitely. Caught by what and the rest of it, his staff does a good job of putting together the shows and recruiting talent. Definitely, that's very good. Also, definitely something new, alternative, all different types of alternative with the wrestlers, even all kinds of size, shapes, sizes, and stuff. He bringing back that everyone wants to see. They don't want to see like the same like 50 John Cena type body types. They want to see all types, different types.
Yeah,
but,
that's why
were you a wrestler?
Happy. Huh?
Yes, I'm sorry about that. Must have had some breaking up. What was that again?
Oh, no, I was just saying that I absolutely love it, man, because it's true. Like, you know, WWE, I was discouraged all my life. I mean, all I've ever wanted to be is a pro wrestler, but, you know, I'm hearing as I'm growing up that you have to be, you know, the typical over 6 feet tall, over 200-something pounds, and, you know, I've never been anywhere close to big in my life. So I tried to, you know, make up for it in strength and speed. And, you know, my amateur background, I became state and national champion. So I have some legitimacy to be taken seriously. And MLW is giving me this opportunity because, like you said, they welcome any shapes or sizes. So, man, I'm just doing this for everybody that's ever felt discouraged or everybody that thinks they're not good enough, for everybody that thinks they're too small. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing it for them. And it's amazing that MLW is giving me this opportunity.
Yes, there's so many different types of wrestlers out there making a name. Also, basically, it's Rey Mysterio. Also, I would say he's one of those key guys that paved the way. Also, that sizes doesn't matter in professional wrestling and stuff. Yeah, he broke the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Even with I know it's with MLW, you and Marco Stunt also, great young talent also.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you definitely had a background in amateur wrestling, and you won several state titles. Did that also help you also to learn quick with pro wrestling?
So, it's kind of funny because it helped me in the sense of, you know, conditioning wise and of not being afraid to try anything, because I know what it feels like to get hurt, and I'm not scared to get hurt. I'm not scared to try new things. It helped me in that sense, but it actually was to my disadvantage because, you know, it's a whole different ballgame out there. You know, amateur wrestling, what I did, you're kind of stone-faced. You're kind of just in there looking at your opponent, and you're out there for yourself. But in professional wrestling, you got to go out there with, you know, with some swag. You got to go out there, like, you got to acknowledge the audience. You got to acknowledge everyone there. You know, you can't just be stone-faced in it. They're not going to care about you. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot different, and a lot of the stuff is reverse. So, but it is helping me out in the long run because I get to use my style, that my real lifestyle, you know, and it does benefit me because it shows that I have legitimacy. So it did help me in that sense.
Yes, you definitely, it does have legitimacy, definitely. And what's your memory of your first debut match?
My first debut match?
Yes.
It's funny because my first ever actual match, like with an entrance, was for MLW. That was I came out. It was my fourth month of training, so that had to have been in, let me see, like in June of 2018. I came out in a chance to show what I got. I was supposed to go against this dude named Jay Sky, and I don't know if you remember, but that's when Zeta and Sue Young came out and started beating us with kendo sticks.
Yes, definitely remember that part right there. And she's definitely a friend of the show, definitely, Zeta.
Oh, yeah, I love her, man. That's actually my real-life good friend, and that was both of our debuts. So it was awesome to be a part of that because that was her first appearance since after she left WWE. You know, so I was honored to be in there with her, even though I was getting beat with a kendo stick.
Yes. Yep, open up the doors. That definitely, definitely a ritual, basically. Initiation style.
Oh man, bad times, bad times.
Yes. And who were the key trainer that got you into wrestling?
Into wrestling, so back in the day, I had a friend of mine. It was my dad's friend, but like he would come over as a family friend, and he would always put on wrestling. It was, you know, like WWF. That's what it was called back in the day. And you know, it was like around like 2000, 1999, and I was just a kid, and he would always make me watch it. And it's not like he was forcing me. It's just like, you put it on, and he's like, hey, come watch this. And I thought it was so cool, man. Like, I was a little kid seeing all this action happening, seeing all these girls, seeing all this crazy stuff that you don't see on TV. And I was drawn, man. Like, I couldn't stop watching it. And this friend that I'm speaking of, he would buy me, like, you know, the WWE games and all that. And he just became, like, my best friend. And to make a long story short, he would tell me that, you know, as a kid, like, one day you're going to be in WWE, and it's going to be because of me and all stuff like that. And I believed that as a kid, man, like, I'd be training as a kid for WWE. And eventually he passed away of cancer. So that was my main motivation to join wrestling, because it was for him. So that's, you know, that's the main thing right there. It's like a little backstory of why I've always wanted to do this, you know, in his name.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm definitely. Yeah, that's very touching right there.
Yeah.
That's in you definitely pursuing your dreams because of him also. Just continue doing you basically.
Thank you, man. I'm trying.
All right. Yes, and I noticed that other wrestling matches at MLW. What was it like having that working with Andrew Everett and getting that upset?
Man, that was intense. That blew my mind because, you know, I watched Andrew Everett on TNA Impact, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a fan. And I'm over here thinking, man, this guy's incredible. He's over here, you know, flying and stuff and, you know, one of the top wrestlers in the world. And then I have this opportunity against him and on national TV, and I get the upset victory. And, man, that was incredible, man. I can't, words can't even explain how amazing that felt, because, like, that right there solidified all the hard work that I put into this, and, you know, showing that it's all beginning to be worth it, you know.
Also, what's your thoughts of working with Ace Romero?
Oh man, that's another one that I had my eyes on, like, as a fan. You know, I'm always looking at this dude, being impressed. You know, I don't know if you saw a video that went viral, the pounce heard around the world, where he pounced someone and they flew off the ring and into the crowd. So I was definitely a fan of his, and to find out that I was wrestling him, there was mixed emotions, because one, you know, I'm like, man, I'm honored to wrestle someone that's coming up in his business right now. You know, a lot of eyes are on him right now. So I wasn't scared of him. I wasn't backing down. I was ready for it. But at the same time, you know, this man is 400 pounds, so I was definitely, it's not that I was scared, I wasn't backing down, but I knew that if he was able to catch me, that might be the end for me, because I don't know if my body can physically, you know, move from that. So I don't know if you could tell the whole match, I was trying to use my speed to my advantage, and I'm not going to say it was working, but I was definitely giving him a run for his money until he caught me. So I definitely want to wrestle him again. And he actually said that too. He says he can't wait to wrestle me again. And he was surprised. And I was so grateful to hear that, man. Like, for someone like that to tell me he wants to wrestle me again, that blew my mind. And another little secret that nobody really knows, I can walk 385 pounds, so, you know, he's 400, so I'm just going to keep on training so I can hopefully lift him and, you know, slay Goliath next time we wrestle.
Yes, he's definitely a good worker that's agile for a big guy also.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And it's a lot of famous agile big guys in wrestling. One of them basically was Vader also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's basically telling a story of between that him and Barrington Hughes basically. He's also another friend of the show. He's definitely a good worker, and he definitely with the storyline that he trying to go after Ace Romero definitely down the line for basically calling him a bully basically.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that one, man.
Yes.
Barrington's a good dude, man. Barrington's a real good dude.
Yes. What was it like working with Amber Nova?
You saw that one? Man, that was
Yes.
that was I think my 5th month of training. So, I mean, it was pretty cool 'cause that's another one that I had watched before. You know, and I've heard a lot about her 'cause she's local. No, it was cool wrestling her because it's different. She's the only girl I've ever wrestled. So it's just different. It was kind of cool because, you know, I'm not going to use my wrestling, you know, abilities on her. I wanted to see what she got. And she definitely impressed me. She definitely impressed me in there. So it was fun working with her, man. I wish nothing but the
Right.
best for her.
Also, what was like working for Evolve Wrestling WWN?
Well, with that one, that was actually a seminar. So, I went there to learn from, you know, the people from Evolve and some NXT coaches actually. And they made us put together some matches. So I went against someone, Fabu Andre, and he's actually wrestling in Japan right now. So he's doing pretty good things. It was awesome because, you know, they basically said we don't care about the pretty moves, we don't care about flips or any of that. So they want to see a real solid match. We can go after it and impress them with that. And I think we did just that. And I'm proud of that match. I did think that I could do a lot better because I was so nervous, man. I was so nervous. But it was definitely fun and it made me can't wait till the next time that I can wrestle in front of them again and prove that I belong there. Because Evolve is a great place, man.
That's definitely a good place. Definitely with all the top talent there, also ready to be discovered and also to go to the next level. Even the likes of like Darby Allin, like their Priscilla Kelly or of even even like Zema Ion also another
Oh, DJZ.
DJZ
And they also got I don't know if you know about them, the Skulk. Have you heard of them?
yes.
They're trained by AR Fox. Nah, they're from there too, man, and they're always I've known them for a little while. I actually met them one of my 1st months of training and they've always been there, man. They're always wishing me the best and giving me advice and being amazing friends, and that's what they're involved. And I know they're gonna be in WWE, so I want to make sure that you know people know that they play a significant role in Evolve too. So hopefully, once I get good enough, I could be there with my friends too.
Yes. Also, you also did some work with Adam. What was that like also at Team Vision Dojo?
Oh, against Adam?
Yes.
Oh, it was fun, man. We just went out there and put on a show. Had fun out there. We were able to do different things that we couldn't normally do, you know. A lot of strength stuff, a lot of different stuff, you know, I can't do against people like Ace Romero. You know what I'm saying? So it was a good, fun little cruiserweight match. I enjoyed that.
That's you also had also you worked with Jason Dugan. What was that like also?
Well, that was also fun. He's getting his name out there. You know, he's being seen in a lot of different places right now. And it was cool because like, you know, behind the scenes, he's really, like, helped me out and gave me advice and stuff. So it was cool to face him in the ring, and I'm definitely looking forward to facing him again in the future, so.
Yes, he's definitely amazing talent also.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Yes. Also, what's your memories of working with Dante still?
Oh, man, my memory was that you know, we put on a show. We wrestled in front of a pretty good crowd. It wasn't a wrestling crowd. It was, you know, people that don't usually see wrestling. So to be able to entertain them and to be able to make their money's worth, you know, I think it was really fun, man. They were into that. I had a blast.
Definitely. Also, who did you idolize in the wrestling business growing up?
Oh, man, 100% Eddie Guerrero. He just made me. He made wrestling can't miss. You know, like, I always look forward to watching SmackDown because he was on there. And I was just so emotionally invested in his character, especially when he cut that promo on Brock Lesnar, you know, about the addiction and overcoming and everything. I mean, I, as a little kid, I cried watching that, you know. And for someone to make me cry, like, that's a big deal because that means it means a lot to me. And, like, and for them to have that effect, like, I felt his emotion when he was talking, you know, like, I was so invested in his character, and when he betrayed Rey Mysterio, I cried also because, like, you know, they were my favorite tag team, and all my friends in school, I think I was like in fourth grade probably, or third grade, all my friends in school were like, oh yeah, we hate Eddie Guerrero, he's mean for what he did to Rey Mysterio, and I was like, man, you know, he didn't mean that, blah, blah, you know, they're probably just going through something personal. Like, I always had his back as a kid, even when he was a heel. So, you know, and I definitely always admired Eddie Guerrero.
Yes, definitely a legend, a good worker. Definitely, he played that cheat live still gimmick very good also in WWE. That he was basically loved to be a wrestler and an entertainer also, definitely. And that he'd definitely be missed right there, definitely.
Yeah, man. That's for damn sure.
Right. Any interest in going to overseas, like Japan or places like Canada or Mexico?
That's actually on my list of goals for this year. Like I said, my first year of training, I haven't even hit my first year yet of training, and my first year goals were, you know, just to be on the show. You know, and, I don't know, one big goal was to be on MLW, and I beyond surpassed that goal, which I said unbelievable, you know. So I noticed that things are picking up quick, and wrestling is hot right now. So that's definitely my goals for this year coming up. After I hit my first year, I want to go everywhere, man. I want to go wherever life takes me, but definitely Japan, you know, Mexico, the UK, California. I want to go everywhere, man. I want everybody to know who I am and what I rep. What I stand for, and I want to show everybody that, you know, regardless of if you think you can't do it, you can if you actually try and believe in yourself. So
True, that's true, definitely. That's all true. Never give up on that one right there. Also, who would you like to face in the wrestling business that you haven't faced so far?
Do you mean in regards to on the independent scene, or like MLW or WWE as well?
All above.
All of the above? Definitely would want to wrestle Chris Jericho. Definitely want to wrestle Rey Mysterio, John Cena, Roman Reigns. I wish I could wrestle Undertaker, but, you know, there's a part of me that you know, feels kind of bad, you know, with his age and everything. But if he still has more in him, I would love to wrestle him too. You know, all these people that I grew up watching, I'd love to wrestle them. That'd be a pretty big dream accomplished for me if I get to wrestle even one of them, you know.
Yes. Yes, we have, just hope WWE affiliates is listening right now. That this show been a pathway to wrestlers going further and to the big major companies. Definitely. It's like a lot of job opportunities out here for wrestling now.
Yeah, man, wrestling's hot right now. Wrestling is very, very hot right now.
Definitely, yes. They may call it now like the major six now, basically. And this kind of starting to bring back to the 80s and 90s, basically.
I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it.
Yes, definitely. And would you like to plug any of upcoming shows or any events or anything like that for our listeners?
Well, you know, I always do my thing with MLW. That's you know, for sure. The ones I just did right now, this past weekend was, I don't know if you heard of SCW, the Sauce Castle Wrestling. I actually did a ring segment with Joey Ryan. So that was pretty cool, man. I'm gonna continue going there because they're bringing in people like Joey Ryan, Simon Gotch, Wood Dempsey, Joey Janela was there. So I'm definitely gonna keep on going there. They have a nice setup, man. They have like a Titantron and everything. Like it's nice there. They even have smoke for the entrances. I just wrestled at Platinum Pro Wrestling. That was a really cool show as well. Keep on going there. You see me at WXW. That's where I train at now with Off of the Wall Samoan. I'll be there this weekend, actually. You catch me there for those shows. You know, I go to Team Vision Dojo, I Believe in Wrestling. I go there, you know, whenever I can make it, because that's where I had started training at originally with Lince Dorado. So I definitely will go to those shows whenever I can, because I love that crowd, man. Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling, I don't know if you heard of that, but that's where Jason Dugan is the Cruiserweight champ there. And I definitely want to be back on that show. And I will be. And I'm also going to be at this other show. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's my friend's promotion. I'm actually from MLW, and it's in March, so I'm really excited for that. And then there's also CPW, the We Don't Play Fight. I was supposed to wrestle my friend Rex Bacchus over there. and you know, he just passed away of cancer this past week. So they're changing the match for me against the Haitian sensation, and it's gonna be a match for him. So we're gonna kill it out there, CPW in Chicago. Yeah, those are the places that I'm wrestling right now. There has been more opportunities coming, but I haven't fully, you know, agreed to me. I still have to, because I still have other stuff that I do. You know, I do some acting stuff. I work you know, other places on the side. So, but no, man, I'm definitely looking forward to doing a lot more shows this year. I don't know necessarily how to get booked. Like, every booking that I have, you know, it's because they had reached out to me, pretty much. So this year, my goal is to, you know, if they're not reaching out to me, I'm going to be reaching out to them. So expect me to be on a lot more shows this year, and hopefully out of the country as well, because I'm going to be reaching out, and I'm going to get my name out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can check them out at any of those upcoming shows. Show your support for Ariel Dominguez right there.
Thank you, man. Always a pleasure to be on the show with you, brother.
Yes. You're welcome. You can come back anytime to the show, definitely.
Thank you, man.
Yes. Yes, and you have a good night.
You too, man. You have a great night, and I'll see you back on there soon with some good news. Take care.
We looking forward to that good news right there. It could be a new titles in your around your belt also.
That'd be nice, man. That'd be real nice.
Yes. All right.
All right, man. You take care.
All right, you too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Major League Wrestling wrestler Ariel Dominguez. Yes. One of the fast rising wrestling talents out there. Yes. If you want to know more about this show or this latest episode, you can check it out at Facebook at Wrestling It Factor Radio / It Factor Entertainment Radio, or at blogtalkradio.com/ Wrestling It Factor Radio. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get him over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? who fly as I am. Life is a bitch, when you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass out. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Hey, yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I fire at niggas with bombing. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be he slater before I make it his joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping or rap? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.